Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It began with a simple idea: provide a safe place where Boston area ex-cons can work out, find support, and maybe even a job. A nonprofit called Inner City Weightlifting connects former gang members with job training, willing clients, and a chance at a new life. Now, as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the founders of Inner City Weightlifting are hoping to go national.
How did that feel?
Good.
That's what I'm talking about.
On a recent morning near Kendall Square, a trainer leads a client through a series of exercises. It looks like a typical gym here, and in many ways it is. There are mats, weights, kettlebells, an exercise bike, but the trainers at Inner City Weightlifting, or ICW, are not typical. Most have done significant time in jail. Most have been shot. And some of them, like Dan Royal, who grew up in Dorchester, almost didn't make it.
I first started getting arrested 2 weeks before my 12th birthday.
What for? What happened?
A shooting case. I got shot before that. My relative died right in front of my face. Also, I've been shot 8 times. I've been shot once in the middle of my head, between my eyes. I got 2 brain surgeries.
Because of that, Royal suffers from seizures. He's 36 and has been in and out of jail for close to half his life. But these days, things are looking more hopeful.
This is the longest I've been out right now, going on 3 years.
Royal is not only out of jail, he's off probation. And for that, he credits Inner City Weightlifting, where he now works as a personal trainer. It gives him an income and something even more important, a network of support and friendship.
Dan is someone who I consider a close friend. Someone that's been through more than I'll ever have to go through. I was also told not to work with him, as I've been told not to work with a lot of our students.
This is John Feynman, the CEO and founder of Inner City Weightlifting, who ignored warnings that young men like Dan Royal were too dangerous and beyond help. Feynman is a self-described gym rat, a white kid from politically correct Amherst in Western Massachusetts. After college, he worked for AmeriCorps and came up with the idea for ICW. Feynman wanted to help guys break free of that cycle of crime and incarceration by becoming personal trainers, but also to give potential clients, basically white folks with money and opportunity, a chance to connect with people like Dan Royal.
This is not someone that should be written off. In fact, it's the exact opposite. We should care so deeply about this person and how we as a society have created this, have played this role in creating these segregated and isolated pockets of cities. And it forces people to do something about it.
John talks a lot about helping the guys build social capital.
Jay Bukta works for Ernst & Young in Boston and trains with Dan Royal, and they've become friends. As an example of social capital, Bukta tells the story of how he helped Dan at his last court hearing by reaching out to a friend, a former prosecutor, and vouching for him.
And we were standing outside the court. The prosecutor of Dan's case walked by, and it turned out that my friend and that prosecutor had been office mates. So all of a sudden, the tension about, you know, Dan just being a random bad guy and Dan had an association all of a sudden with someone who wasn't frightening to this attorney. So Dan's off parole now. First time in his adult life he's been off parole.
I became close with my clients.
Again, Dan Royal, who says that closeness with people like Jay Bukta has made a big difference in his life.
Just giving me some hope and allowing me to see that everything isn't the way I thought it was. You know what I mean? Just thinking that a lot of people didn't care or wasn't going to be anybody attempting to help you. And if I couldn't see the road too clear or somebody to wipe the window down for me, you know what I mean?
On the flip side are the clients who train with these guys, more than 500 of them, who have a chance to connect with folks from a very different world than their own. Now, I know something about this because I work out at ICW with a trainer named Angel LaCourte, who grew up in Roxbury. His mother was a drug addict. His dad was in prison when LaCourte started selling drugs at the age of 8.
Everybody I knew, all my friends' mothers was on crack. My friends' fathers were selling crack. They either got locked up, went to jail, mainly dead. That always stuck with me as a kid. Like, I'll never be broke or want for nothing as long as I know how to sell drugs. That way I can have nice things like everybody else.
Despite those challenges, LaCourte became a high school football star, and Boston College offered him a full scholarship. But then he shot and wounded a man and ended up in jail for 2.5 years and lost his chance to go to college.
When I caught my charge, I lost all that. I got incarcerated. Upon my incarceration, I came out, caught a drug case. That landed me in a federal prison.
And when he was released 3.5 years later, he felt trapped in a system that offered no way out.
The day you get out of jail, you're coming home to nothing and you have to start from scratch. You can't get a job in some of these places where they're always saying they're hiring, but they're really not. When they see the criminal background, it sucks, and it's kind of like the only thing you want to do is like, I'm going back to selling drugs. And that kind of gets people back into that same cycle. Like, I'm failing. When am I going to succeed?
4.5 years ago, a friend brought LaCourt to Inner City Weightlifting to work out, and he's been there ever since. ICW works with about 140 guys right now. 23 of them are certified to work as personal trainers, like Angel LaCourt, earning as much as $40,000 a year. When they arrive at ICW, recidivism rates are close to 90%. But for those who stay with the program, that figure drops to 8%. And staff members say they don't give up on anybody, even those who end up back in jail.
We're not going to just write them off. There's no three-strike rule.
This is Mickey Bellino. She's a Harvard Law School grad who helps run ICW.
Instead, we go and visit them in jail. We write them. We see what we can do to support their families. You know, I get letters from guys in jail saying, I can't thank you so much for taking time out of your day to write me. Even my friends, my family, nobody comes to visit me. But you guys are always there.
Inner City Weightlifting has two gyms, one in Dorchester and one in Kendall Square, and plans to expand to Philadelphia next year. The Reverend Jeffrey Brown, the founder of RECAP, a national anti-violence program, says ICW is making a big difference, but he cautions against expanding too quickly. Brown says a program designed in Boston for Boston might not be as effective in another city.
Sometimes going into another city means that you have to understand the mores of that city in order to adapt your approach to what's happening there.
The staff at ICW say they're going slowly and focusing first on making the program work as well as it can in Boston. But trainer Angel LaCourt believes this approach would work in just about any city where there are drugs, gangs, and too few post-incarceration programs like Inner City Weightlifting, which LaCourt says changed his life.
Yeah, it helped me out a lot. Got me looking at life in a different perspective. It makes me want more out of life. It makes me want to do better for myself, for my kids.
Well, Angel, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you've done for me and appreciate who you are.
Thank you, Anthony, man. I appreciate you, man. Talking about this, man, I think everybody needs to understand, like, all people need is opportunity, and everybody's willing to change, man, with a little bit of hard work.
So, like, am I the strongest guy you've ever worked with?
Definitely not.
Well, sometimes the truth hurts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.